Zuhörerinnen, liebe Zuhörer, herzlich willkommen zu unserem Podcast Technologies for the Future, in dem wir die aktuellsten Projekte und Diskussionsbeiträge der Schülerinnen und Schüler der HTL Wien West vorstellen wollen.
So, welcome to our podcast today. My name is Daniel Malzer. I'm teaching in the electronics department, English and history. And I had the fortunate luck to visit Belgium, the Belgian school of the Don Bosco school in Ghent 2 months ago in February. And as part of the Erasmus Plus program. And today we are welcoming three students from Belgium who are visiting us in Vienna over the last like 1 or 2 weeks and the following weeks, as far as I know. But let me introduce them to you. Why don't you start?
I am Lars. I study ICT in Don Bosco in Ghent. I've been programming for like 5 years.
Okay. I am Milo Palmers. I'm also studying in Don Bosco in industrial ICT. I only been programming for like 3 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm. My name is Florian Maartens. I also study in industrial ICT. I've been programming for about 2 years about now.
Okay. So we have three students from the final year of your school, right?
Exactly. Yes.
So you have 6 years upper school, right? Yep. And when do you decide on a specialized field in Belgium?
Next year.
Yes.
All right.
So about 6 years in secondary school.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can choose to go to college or university.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have different departments you can choose of.
All right. So what are your plans then?
For me, probably informatics, like IT, keep on going, and maybe next-gen development.
Mm-hmm. But university development. Degree? Or university degree?
Bachelor. Bachelor. Mm-hmm. So it's like a college.
All right. Okay.
For me also college, a bachelor for cybersecurity, mm-hmm, and networks and security. Because I think it's very nice.
For me also a bachelor in ICT for web development.
Okay, very nice. So very IT focused. Yeah. We also have an IT department here. We also have an electronics department, engineering department. Let me first ask you, you've been here in Vienna for how long now?
1 week.
1 week. How do you like it?
Love it.
First time?
Yeah, it's my first time. It's very nice. It's very beautiful here. A lot of nice places, beautiful buildings, nice cars also. I love it here.
Right. Good. Have you had the chance to go some sightseeing, to visit some like inner city?
Yes, to the city and also to some buildings.
Schönbrunn?
Yeah. Schönbrunn, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. The palace. It was really nice. It made me think of Paris a bit.
Yeah.
So it's really nice.
Yeah, it's similar to Versailles in a bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
makes sense. Okay, can you tell me something? You're all here part of the Erasmus Plus program. Why don't you tell us what are you doing here? How long are you staying? And basically, why are you here? Apart from sightseeing, which is a nice reason.
We are doing internship for 2 weeks. I work at Isis Papirius right now, just to sniff around a bit how it is at the work. How do we do it and everything like that, and also in a different country.
Mm-hmm. You as well?
I work at Deniba. It's a company by one of your teachers.
Okay, I am.
And yeah, we're there for learning how the company works, see how work life is, how we can combine it with sightseeing and enjoy the culture of Vienna, actually.
All right. And what are you doing?
I'm working with Florian in Deniba. We're learning Angular framework to make websites. And maybe we can help them in the main project of the company.
Nice. So in total, you have 3 weeks?
Yes.
All right. So you haven't been to our school. It's the first time you've seen this our school, right?
Yes. Mm.
Okay, yeah. About this, do you have to do internships in Belgium as well? Is this mandatory?
Not for every class, but for our class it is, and for a lot of other classes. But for some it isn't necessary. Like for
EE, like electronics, electronics. That's also another class. They don't have an internship, but our class, we are the lucky ones to be in Vienna. But the others do have to have an internship of 3 weeks right now. They're doing that too.
All right. Interesting. Because in our school, in this kind of technical college that we are, every student has to take 8 weeks of mandatory internships over the course of 5 years. So they can split it normally into 2 times 4 weeks, and they have to do it normally during the summer holidays. So 8 weeks of practical experience, which is actually quite a lot.
Yeah,
apparently. This entire Erasmus Plus program, the idea is to have students visiting other places, other schools. In your opinion, I mean, you have been here for 1 week, but what do you think are the benefits? Why would anyone go to a different school or a different, like, countries and do internships there? What are the benefits?
I did already a lot of jobs in Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
Just some basics, working at a bar or something like that. But it's just to look around and see how it is in other countries. But sometimes a student might think, I want to go to Vienna, Spain to learn or to work there. And that you can sniff around a bit, see how it is here. Is it better? Is it less? You can decide then for your own. I think it's very good.
Mm-hmm. Just to get a general idea of how different other countries can, they can do it, and how we can do things better. If you are in a company that you can think like, oh, I have an idea I saw in Vienna. Mm-hmm. We can implement that, and just overall work environments be much better.
All right. Interesting. What I think is interesting is that, like, simply by visiting your school, I've seen so many differences to our school, how we do things. And I think it kind of opens up, your ideas. If you see how people do things maybe completely differently, you get new ideas into it. This is something that's very beneficial, I believe. So you would recommend doing this, an internship in other countries?
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Would you also recommend, like, you've been to the company already 1 week?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, anything you notice? There's something you find, is this weird to you or different to you?
Yeah, we learn different languages.
Yeah.
In Belgium, I learned a lot of Flask, back-end stuff. But now on my work, I need to do a lot of front-end, JavaScript, Angular. Also, they made their own back-end. So that's a whole new language for me. And it's, I didn't know this could happen. I wasn't sure about it. So, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Something new then, I guess. Anything else you think is beneficial of this entire program?
I think cultural, it's very interesting because you're in another country, you see different cultures and also languages.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Good. I have a couple of questions about your school. I've been there for a couple of days in February. Some things I noticed that are very, very different. How large are your classes?
Around 12 people, 15 max.
Yeah, this is insane. I told you before, we start out at around 35 in the secondary grade, sometimes 30 to 35. And normally in the final year, we are between 20, 25. But split in many subjects as well. You're all in your final year in school.
Yes.
How does your final year look like? Stressful?
So the biggest change is actually we have our end project. At our last year, we have to do an end project to show our capabilities. We are in an IT department, so we have to program something or build something with electronics to show, yeah, we know this subject, we can program, we can do our own stuff. We are ready to go to work or to go to college, university, and be ready for next step of our life.
Okay, so your final project is mandatory for everyone in the final year.
Yeah.
Can you tell me something about your projects?
My project is, and with Milou, we are working for a school actually, making a website to make it easier for the teachers to say how the children were in class. and to, to make it easier.
Okay, so more accessible, or is it implementing more options for administration, or?
We use Smart School as a main website to see everything like classes, how it is in school, messages, everything like that. But they don't have like a good absence chart, everything like that, how you've been in class. And we are making that just to make it easier for the teachers. Yeah, it's a nice project. We are working on it day and night, every day. And it's nice how we need to make an end project and we still learn a lot just by doing it.
Very nice. So it's actually something that you will, or the school will implement after you've done. This is actually a really good thing. What about your final project?
I'm working on an LED cube. So it's an 8x8x8 LED cube. It's a 3D LED cube, which basically means, you know, like the light strips, you can hang in your room, but then it's in the form of a cube with 3D animations. We program ourselves.
All right. Interesting. Nice. So, and you have all the materials and you just build it yourself and then you program it.
Yeah, exactly. So we need to look, what are we going to use for materials? And we have to search the right components. How will the, cube exist of like this, this device? What does it do? That device, what does it do? See the right amounts. And then, we are using the school funds. So, that means we don't have to buy it ourselves, but that also means we can't keep it for ourselves.
So yeah, really, makes sense.
Stays in the school.
All right, good. Okay, apart from your final projects, how do you finish your school in all the other subjects? Do you have like some kind of final examination, or do you just finish class and then you leave? Or
you have exams at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of points, but also the end project is a lot of points. And if you're through with everything, then you can go to college or university. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you need to do it again.
The entire year or just okay. So you collect points in all subjects and you need to reach a final mark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
So, for example, the internship, if you can't do it, or you were sick, or you have to do it again in the summer vacation, because it is mandatory. Without it, you can't finish your school.
Okay.
For the end project, without it, you also can't end your year.
All right. Okay. We have a completely different system. You finish our final year, and then you have to participate in what we call matura. This is a centralized final examination in all the main subjects. So in our school, it's German, English, and mathematics. Mm-hmm. And you have to take additional exams in the specialized fields. And this is all on basically 1 or 2 days. There's written exams, and then there's the speaking exams, and you get a separate grade on it. And if you pass it, you have basically finished school and are free to go to university, college, whatever. Good. Coming back to your school. So you have, how many students do you have roughly? I think I know the answer, but
800, about 800.
800 to 900, was it right? Yeah. So also quite a large school. Do you know which departments do you have? Which departments do you offer?
Main ones are electronics. Mm-hmm. We also have design. Mm-hmm. We have woodworking. And also construction. So you have different kind of subjects in construction. You can go to engineer to just be a builder, electronics programming, or electrician, design. So you can be graphical designs, like printing, mm-hmm. And woodworking. That's the main, and of course sciences like chemistry, physics, and biology.
Okay. What would interest me is, like, after you finish a technical college like you are all participating in, how many people go to university or to go into further education? How many people start working? Do you have any idea?
Well, our school system is actually kind of split, because mm-hmm. you have theoretical you have general, and you have also third one, which makes you ready for a job. So general is you need, and you have your secondary degree, but then you all really need an college degree, like a bachelor or a master, because without it you can't do a job. Then you have the technical, which is a degree you can work with, but it's really better if you have a master or a bachelor, and there's also a section which makes you ready for a job, so you only need a secondary degree.
Okay, yeah. So, is it easy in Belgium to get a job right after school if you have a technical degree from a school like yours?
Yeah, it is easy to get a job, but you have more chance to get a job if you do your bachelor or your master. It's easier, you get it sooner. You have maybe also a better part of the job. But it's easy to just go into a job and then make your way up.
Okay. And don't forget salary.
Yeah. Okay, that's probably a big difference.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I have one more question about your school, and you saw this coming. I noticed this very interesting ritual before school starts in between classes. Why don't you tell us something about what I mean here?
Yeah. So we start, the bell rings, we go to our column where we need to stand, wait for the teacher to come pick us up, and then walk to the classroom.
Mm-hmm. But you have to wait outside in the yard.
Outside in the yard.
And I have to mention, this is Belgium, where we have, like, the weather in Belgium is famous for not being the best, probably.
That's true.
Yeah. So you have to stand outside no matter the weather.
No matter the weather.
Yeah. Okay. And then you wait there in lines of two, even the final years, right?
Yes.
Until you get picked up and led into class.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why?
You have no idea.
Okay.
It was. It's like a ritual, like you said. It started in the medieval times, I think, and just continued till now.
Because this was such a weird look, like coming to school for the first day, and it's 8 in the morning, and the bell rings, everyone lines up in the yard. It was freezing cold. Everyone's standing there and waiting. It got quite silent, then like the teachers came out and picked every group up. It looked really interesting.
I think that's why it is. We were all silent.
Yeah.
Because if we just immediately go to class, we are loud in the hallways, everything like that. But if we stand in a line, and it's raining, it's cold, and we're all quiet.
So you're all happy that you can go into class finally. Maybe this is something else.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. It's very interesting. But it felt that it was like a cool down phase for everyone. It's what I felt like.
Yeah.
Okay. Really interesting.
It's also in the breaks.
Mm-hmm.
So the around 10, we have a break. You need always also to stand in line at 1, and then also at West. 3 or something. You need to also stand in line. So every time you need to stand in the line and wait till the teacher come pick you up.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah. For us, is this kind of weird, obviously, but yeah, every school in every country maybe has some kind of their own rituals, I suppose. Okay.
Do you have any rituals?
We probably have, but I don't think we even know about them.
Oh, okay.
There is, I don't know, do we have, we definitely have, but you will visit some classes here as well, probably at some point. Maybe you see something and you tell me. Maybe we are not even aware of it.
Okay.
There are some, people do weird stuff. I don't know. Maybe. A couple of final things. You're all from the city of Ghent.
Yes.
Also born there, probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you tell us something about Ghent? Do you like it there? It's a nice city. What do you do there if you're not in school?
French fries eating.
So, I've been told.
We were like, it's crazy that you don't here have like a shop that sells French fries other than McDonald's or Burger King. We are searching for tonight, we want to eat fries, but there isn't anything around us other than the McDonald's.
There is like one or two Belgian restaurants that offer exactly this, but what you will hardly ever find is moules frites. Yes. It's very hard to find in Vienna, obviously. There's no oceans, hard. See, I've noticed that in Ghent. It's like the what do you call it? The friteries or?
Friture.
Friture, yeah, right. Yeah. This one, on every corner, basically.
Every corner.
Yeah. And the city itself, would you recommend it for like tourists?
Definitely.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. So it's rich of historical things, castles, architecture, museums, a lot of things you can do. You can even do like a boat tour around on the Leie. Mm-hmm. It's a channel. It's a channel around
That's the main channel through the entire city.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you can see the different and the nice architectures around the channel. Even the Gravesteen, so like an old castle around the channel, so it's nice.
All right. And it's also quite a large university town as well, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Was it Ghent and Leuven was the second large university town? Yeah. And you all will stay in Ghent or will you move to some other place after school?
I think I'm going to Kortrijk.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they have more different IT departments there, because in Ghent we only have applied IT, and in Kortrijk we have a more advanced IT bachelor's.
All right. Okay. So you have basically 1.5 more weeks. Any more plans you have in Vienna for the remainder?
Just going around city, mm-hmm. sightseeing, everything like that.
Did you try like typical Viennese Austrian food already?
I did. Lars and I did.
All right.
It's like not a pretzel, but it's not a pretzel. But
schnitzel?
No.
We've tried it too.
Yeah, it's.
It's some sort of bagel,
but yeah, it's
something different with like sugar on it.
Well, it's sweet. Coffee.
Yeah, I think that's it. It's really nice.
You get this everywhere. Yeah, fried food, something we have a lot of. All right. I think this is all the questions I have. I hope you enjoy your time in Vienna. Would you come back again from the first place you've seen?
Yes, definitely.
Yes. All right. So happy you enjoyed here. Good luck in your work placements and have a good time in Vienna. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Danke, dass du dabei warst. In unserem nächsten Podcast, Fishguard, erfährst du, wie du mit einer mobilen App dein Aquarium zu Hause überwachen kannst. Wenn dir unser Podcast gefällt, dann abonniere unseren Kanal, damit verpasst du keine Episode. Ich wünsche dir eine schöne Woche und hoffe, dass wir uns bei der nächsten Folge wieder hören.